Roger, roger. Thanks very much. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, in Dallas-Fort Worth in the city of South Lake, Texas. And I'd like to wish everybody a Thanksgiving, good Thanksgiving week coming up. Let you know that we're also streaming live on the Internet via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November. Some folks have already sent me notes and said they weren't able to get on the air today, but they'd be listening out there on the Internet. So hello to you Internet people, all of you out there. And I do see we got a number of folks listening. That app is free on the App Store, or in the App Store. Tune in, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November. And once you get that on your device, you just search for Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and you will get us there. And you can listen to us on the Internet. An update on our shipmate and Coast Guard brother Ted, W6 Victor X-Ray Papa. As some of you know, he went on a vacation trip with his wife to celebrate their anniversary into Italy, Greece, and the Mediterranean area. And he tumbled and fell on a cobblestone sidewalk or roadway somewhere in Italy, and bruised up the side of his face pretty badly. Apparently they thought he was okay, and he hopped on a cruise ship and started across the Mediterranean to somewhere, and became ill, and with what they perceived to be stroke-like symptoms. The ship made it into port into Athens, Greece, and they transferred him to a hospital there, which is where he still is. And the word is that condition is serious, still critical. He is apparently still in a semi-coma, if not completely. Seems like he does recognize family and friends' voices, but he's not generally awake. He has picked up some sort of an infection while he's been in the hospital, and they've been in fighting that on and off, and the last I heard on that was that his temperature had really spiked, and that was sometime at the end of last week, either Thursday or Friday. I've not heard from his wife, Sheila, yet today. I do believe that she and her and Ted's son, Mark, are now going to have to start alternating staying with him. As you can imagine, it's a tremendous expense and a hardship on the family to be overseas like that, and away from home and all of that that goes with it. So I believe that that's the last I heard. So any more information that I get will be on our website and on our Facebook page. Right now, I think any efforts at transportation are just going to be kind of like keep an ear out if you hear of something that might work. We can check into it, but I don't think that transportation is an option right now. That was the last word I got from Sheila. So we'll keep our thoughts and prayers with Mr. Ted and his family, and just hope for a miracle. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Let's take some check-ins now. Let's go for active duty Coast Guard. Active duty Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Any relays on active duty Coast Guard? All right, how about regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile?
Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee. Any other regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? Any relays? Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee. Welcome, nice big signal.
Good morning, Dick. It's been a while since I've checked in here. WA3MJY Mobile. I'm near Uniontown, PA. And I'm on my way up to my place it's in the mountains. I haven't been up there for a while. I look at the mountain and all I see is everything's covered over with ice and snow from the storm we had the other day. So I'm going up there and check everything out there. And so I thought I'd ride along with you here for a while. And I'm sorry to hear about Ted. And he got our prayers. I hope everything goes okay with him. And if you happen to talk to our friend Gus out in Hawaii, tell him Rick said hi.
Yeah, roger, Rick. Well, Gus has been checking in on a fairly regular basis, half past the hour. He checks in right after the Alaska group, and last couple of weeks he's been very strong with the daylight savings time ending. He actually, propagation favors him even better this time of year to get into the net. So his brother, I believe, KC1JDZ, is also listening for him on the frequency, so if you're riding along, you might actually hear him live and direct. Over.
Okay, roger. I last I heard from him was on Facebook. I seen he made a post of him flying in a plane, and I commented on it because the last time I saw him in a plane was he and I were in Cape May, and we flew up to his place in Beverly, Massachusetts, and I was working at 2 Meter FM. We had a lot of fun doing that. So, I haven't been able to make any kind of schedule with him for a long time. It's been, I haven't been up in my place in the mountains like I used to do every Friday night. Been down here taking care of my mom, who's 91. So with that, I'll say 73 at this time. I'll stand by, and if I do hear him, maybe I'll, break back in. Otherwise, you just tell him that Rick said hi. And it's WA3MJY Clear.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Rick. Thanks for stopping by. Any other regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile?
Relay.
Go ahead, Relay.
K7 Delta Charlie Golf.
All right, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, go ahead and pick him up.
Yeah, roger, Dennis, go ahead. You got any traffic this morning? Roger, pretty nice conditions for that area there in Springdale. 63 degrees. Okay, very good, Dennis. Got anything else? Okay, roger, Dennis. Well, you have a good Thanksgiving and temper for Roger.
Roger. Not too different than it is here, as a matter of fact. K7DCG on the payroll for today. Any other regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile?
November Romeo, 3 Romeo.
NR3R, go ahead.
Good morning, Dick. Just mobile out doing some errands today. Cleaning up from 8 inches of snow yesterday, which I don't enjoy at all. Over.
Roger that. Well, I guess at least it looks like Thanksgiving weather up there then, Larry. Over.
Yeah, well, looks more like Christmas, but I guess they only wanted, they were expecting like 3 to 4 inches, and we got caught off guard with 8 inches, so it caused a big traffic snarl everywhere. So I'm kind of out cleaning up right now.
All right, sir. Well, good luck on getting all your Thanksgiving shopping done at the supermarket so you can have the big turkey feast on Thursday. 73's happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for checking in. Drive carefully amongst all that ice and snow. NR3R, W5, Charlie, Golf, Charlie. Let's jump into the pool here and grab check-ins now. I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie, Golf, Charlie.
Whiskey Alpha 4,
Echo
November,
Papa.
Mexico, Japan, Mexico.
Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima, Delta.
WAMPG, Coast Guard Auxiliary, Flotilla 2014 in New Baltimore, Michigan.
Okay, I got Kilo November Papa, Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India, N3, OUE, let's see, WB2, ELD, and Juliet Delta November, is that right?
Juliet Delta Yankee.
Yeah, Juliet Delta Yankee. I can't even read my own writing here sometimes. All right, one or two more?
Kilo 4, India, November, Papa.
Whiskey 8, Mexico, Japan, Mexico.
Japan, okay. India, November, Papa, and Japan, Mexico. Yeah. Give me that again.
Whiskey 8, Mexico, Japan, Mexico.
Tango Golf.
Whiskey 8, Mexico, Japan, Mexico. I got it all twangled around there. It's my problem. Who's the ending in golf?
November, Mike Romeo.
NMR, was there somebody ending in golf? All right, we'll grab some more here in a minute. Kilo, let's see. Okay, KK4INP, I guess you're first. Over.
Oh, hey, good morning, Dick, or good afternoon to you out there from sunny, slightly cloudy Key West. This is the time of year everybody hates us. Beautiful weather, 78 degrees, and we're in our winter now. We had the front come through about yesterday with a little bit of rain, and now we're going to be in some good weather for the winter. Shoved all that bad stuff down to Cuba. Over.
Well, they push it right on across there. Very good. Well, you got a big Thanksgiving planned Key West style?
Well, no, it's going to be kind of quiet. I'm going to have Thanksgiving with my friend that was sitting with me last week, John Lohr, the 96-year-old that, you know, has been B-17 radio man from World War II, 36 missions over Germany. Interesting guy. We're going to be spending Thanksgiving together.
Roger, roger. That sounds like a good time. Very, very fine. Did you guys get your loop antenna working?
We're working on it. I got the antenna in, we got the rotor, we got everything else. Now all we got to do is climb the mast and put it up there. I'm not sure whether, when you read the literature, you know, whether it's really good to have it high or not high. I guess we'll find out through experimentation, but I think Tuesday is the day Mikey has set up for antenna installation, and he took your advice and went out and bought the stronger coax, you know, it's the triple shielded or four shielded or whatever it was, and so we're going to be running that over.
Yeah, the I sent an email. I had the same question you did, whether or not high or low worked or did it matter. He said actually just any time you can get it above your whatever's causing your noise, the better off you are. So I don't think I think on top of that mast will be just perfectly wonderful. Over.
Okay. Well, that's what we're gonna try first. And other than that, all the rest of the equipment seems to be functioning. There's no gremlins around yet. We're got pretty solid check right now, and I'm pretty well hearing everybody this morning. The band is not as bad as it has been in the past, so you should have some pretty good contacts today. Over.
All right, very good, Bill. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and Mike and the crew there aboard Coast Guard Cutter Ingham, Key West, and I'm sure you'll have some tales of some interesting Key West dishes you had for Thanksgiving next week. Over.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes, and sitting here watching one of the new Sentinel-class cutters on its way to Hawaii and for their new duty station. They're on sea trials, and nice-looking ships. Over.
Yes, indeed. So they get to come down and stop off in Key West on their way around, I guess, through the canal?
Yeah, roger. So Key West is one of the stops last blowout down here in Key West, and then they move on towards their new duty station. Over.
Roger, roger. Sounds great. I'll tell you, those are nice-looking boats. KK4INP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you. We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving. Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India.
This is Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India. Good morning, Mike. I finally got our third little dusting of snow, so the hunters heading up north are going to have it a little bit easier tracking the deer. And as far as the weather goes, news, well, we have been like 20 degrees below normal up here for the last week. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, boy, I tell you what, you can keep all that cold weather up there. It was, it got down to 22 degrees here in my backyard, and that's about as cold as it's gotten in a very, very long time this early in the season. So hope that isn't something we have to look forward to the rest of the year. So keep it up there. Over.
Hey, believe me, it's not my idea. I'd be very happy in the 70s.
I bet you would. Well, you got a big Thanksgiving planned?
Actually, we're heading over to my daughter's house, and well, we decided turkey was not necessarily on the menu this year. We're looking more in the line of pizza.
Pizza? Okay. Well, maybe that'll be interesting. I'm sure that'll work. Just whatever works is good. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving, Bill, and always a pleasure to have you on board with us, and a great big Semper Paratus to you as well. 7-3s.
Yeah, have a great one. And, no, today was the first time I thought I heard Key West in there. So, maybe I'll have to try giving them a little shot a little later on.
I'll call him right now if you want to, see if he's still there. He might not stick in the shack. Go ahead and give him a call, KK4INP.
KK4INP.
Yeah, roger, KK4INP.
Yeah, KK4INP. Bill, I got a station that wants to call you from up in Milwaukee, AB9RI. Go ahead, Bill. You're both Bills. AB9RI, go ahead.
This is Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India. First time I've been able to hear Key West. I was stationed on the angle.
Yeah, Dick, I'm not getting a copy on him.
Milwaukee Bill, he didn't hear you in Key West, I'm afraid. Over.
Okay, well, maybe next time. I definitely got to get some kind of directional antenna. Have a great one, Dick. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India. We'll be shining clear.
Okay, AB9RI, thank you, and thanks for giving it a try, KK4INP. November 3, Oscar, Uniform Echo.
Beautiful sunny day on the Eastern Shore, 50 degrees. A little bit of wind blowing, but we've had plenty of rain. As a matter of fact, I think we've made a record here this year on our rainfall, so that's enough. Supposed to not have any more for a couple of weeks. I don't know how you're copying me. The signal has been up and down, so hopefully you're getting me. Back to you, this is M3, OUA.
Actually, you popped up quite strong there, about S5 to 7 on that last transmission, and roger all the rain there. We had the same situation here in our area with the rain, and our road is still closed. I don't think it's going to be opened up now until after the first of the year. So we've got to go over the river and through the woods to get to Grandma's house to get out of here now. So 7-3s to you there, Big John, and thank you much for being there. Big Semper Paratus, have a nice Thanksgiving.
Same to you there, Dick. 73, Semper Paratus, and have a great Thanksgiving there. Don't eat too much. Talk to you later. 73, this is M3, OUE.
Roger, roger. Kilo Baker 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
W5DGC, everybody on the net. George from Woodstock, Connecticut, 44 degrees, Dick, and we had 6 inches of snow. I guess it's a preview of what's to come, so it's a little bit warmer today, so some of it's starting to melt. Other than that, doing okay up here. Back to net.
Roger, roger. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know if it was as bad in your neighborhood as it was in New York City. Of course, that's where all the TV cameras are. They had a mess, so... Well, stay warm up there. I hope you're going to have a good Thanksgiving, George. Over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, hopefully it's a nice, quiet one. I just want to say hello, Bill, down on the Ingram. It's sounding good up in the northeast over here. With that, we'll wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and Semper Paratus. Back to net.
Okay, Key West Bill's got a big signal in the northeast today. All right, we'll pass that along. Whiskey Baker 2, Echo Lima Delta, how are you?
This is WB2ELD. Hey, Dick, I'll tell you what, Bill was booming in here, too, in the New Jersey, I got to tell you. He made me feel a little bit bad, though, when I heard that weather report. what it's like down there. I just took on a part-time job, so unlike last year, I'm not going to be able to go down to Florida to get out of some of this weather. It's 46 degrees here, and we also had that snowstorm, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing snow still on the ground here. Sounds like you had some pretty cold weather also, but I don't know if you had our snow. I doubt it. But it was not expected. It was a wet, heavy snow. I don't think anybody really expected it to be the way it was. But yesterday morning I got up and it was still snowing. But it ended yesterday. The sun came out, so it is melting. But one thing I wanted to suggest, the fellow there that you were talking about that got sick on that cruise, did anybody think about, is there a GoFundMe page or anything like that set up for him? Over.
Yes, there is. It's linkable on our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org, and they've had the fund set up, and they've collected some money, and thanks very much to all those that have contributed to that fund. Yeah, but it is linked to our webpage. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I'll take a look at it. Yeah, that's a good idea, and that would probably work for them. Okay, Dick, we'll say 73 to you. Thanks for being there. I'll catch you next week. This is WB2 ELD.
Take care. Whiskey 8, Mike, Juliet, Mike.
W5CDC, Whiskey 8, Mike, Juliet, Mike, in Flint, Michigan, where it's cold and snowing right now. I understand that you got some cold weather down there, Dick.
We did, absolutely. 22 degrees. You can keep all that cold stuff up there. The good news is that we didn't get any moisture with it. It was one of those deals where a front came through and the skies cleared and somebody left the icebox door open just to the north of us. So we didn't get any bad stuff this time around. Hopefully it'll stay that way, but it's nice out there now. It's right about 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Over.
Oh, I'd love to have 65 here. I don't think we're going to see that till May. You got a terrific signal here, Dick. You are booming in here.
Well, thank you, sir. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving planned. With all the Thanksgiving trimmings that go with it, over.
Okay, Dick, 73, and everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. W8MJM.
Whiskey 8, Mike, Juliet, Mike. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. I remember I mentioned this on a little earlier that I remember one Thanksgiving in the Coast Guard. We were overseas, of course, in Vietnam and at that time. And I don't know where they came up with it, but they had tablecloths on all the tables in the mess deck. I didn't even know they had that many tablecloths on board, but they did. It was all decorated up for Thanksgiving, and we had a great big turkey all we could eat. It was a mighty feast, that is for sure, one of those Coast Guard memories. Let's take some more. We got NMR out there. NMR, go ahead.
Roger. Good morning, Dick. Kilo 4, November, Mike Romeo. Really distressed with the situation with Ted over there in Athens. I lived there for 3 years while stationed at the NAV Compstay. But, I put up on the Facebook page that if they could figure out some way just to get him to the naval support activity there in Suda Bay, to that naval hospital, he could probably, under a Navy doctor's care, arrange for a medevac that way. But he's got to get into the military system. I don't think they'll go out of their way for him. Over.
Yeah, I know that they had tried to get him transferred to a hospital in Germany, and that didn't work. I haven't talked real time to his wife, but I have exchanged a few messages with her. They've tried a lot of things that just aren't apparent on Facebook, and essentially not anything has worked out. I had a couple of very creative things suggested to me, and they had already thought of both of them. One was sometimes credit cards. If you use a credit card for a trip and you become ill on a trip, the credit card will take care of your transportation back. Unfortunately, they didn't have that kind of credit card, but they had thought of it. But those are the kind of things that they're doing. His condition has deteriorated, I think, to the point now, Tom, that they just hope that there'll be some kind of a miracle and he'll get stronger. But he's right now so weak they don't even think they could transfer him any place. Over.
Roger. Well, here 2 years ago at Easter, I came down ill while vacationing in Italy and ended up in the Navy hospital there in Naples, Italy, and had my condition taken a turn for the worse. And they weren't able to handle it, so I would have been eligible to be medevaced out. It's a great system, but you got to get in it. They just don't fly out of their way for any retiree.
No, and that's the truth. And, you know, if you're in the stateside and you you go to the hospital, they've got to take you. Over there, you can't even get on the base, even if you do have a retiree ID card. They don't let you on the base without having a specific reason. So that people thought about that, too. How about if they just took him over to the hospital and pulled up to the emergency room? But he can't get to the emergency room. That's part of the problem.
Well, okay, but I've never been turned down with a retiree's military retired ID card. I mean, I've been able to get on every military base that I've ever gone to.
Yeah, that's not what they're telling us over there.
They're probably turning him back because they're afraid he's going to check into the hospital there and it becomes their problem.
I don't know. Well, we'll just all we can do is just keep our fingers crossed and keep good things going. And I'll be I haven't heard from Sheila yet today. She might be traveling. I think you might have heard me say that her and Ted's son Mark are going to alternate back and forth now to the hospital in Greece and take turns for a while. Over. Did I get a double?
Yeah, I thought you were finished, but you weren't. But regardless, we're keeping him in our prayers, and I'll catch you next week. You got a great signal this morning, Best 73, Kilo 4, November, Mike Romeo, back to net control.
All right, very good, Tom. Thank you. Take another check-in here. Those who serve Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
November 4, November, Mike Kilo.
November 2.
Kilo, Bravo 1, November.
All right, Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta, let me take one more.
Kilo Bravo 1 November.
Kilo Bravo 1 November. KA6D, go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking how important it is to have the coverage. And we have special insurance that'll handle just that kind of problem. And I can't think what the company is, but we're paying a couple $1,000s for that coverage. So. Anyway, I'm very glad that we have it, even though we're not traveling overseas. Temperature is 61 degrees, and it's cool, and we love it. Everybody have a really wonderful Thanksgiving. We're spending it with our oldest son, and he's right in the neighborhood, and we have some other young friends that'll be there with us. So I can't say that I don't totally look forward to Thanksgiving every single year. So, Dick, wish you the best and your family. While your temperature's going down to 22, we're down to 61, and that's a blessing in disguise for California. And wish everybody the very best, and pray for the people that have lost all their homes. The crazy part is that evidently some people that lost their homes had no insurance, and I just cannot imagine that kind of thing happening. So, 73 guys, and happy holidays. This is KA6D and at Wanda, California. That's at W5CGC.
Okay, Mort, thank you very much, and appreciate your words and our sympathies to all those who lost everything in the fires out there in California. It's just tremendous devastation. Very, very, very sad indeed. Kilo Baker 1 November, and speaking of things that happen that aren't always good, how you doing over there, Al? Over.
Good afternoon, Dick, and to all others on that. And we're doing fine. Nice weather, great fall weather on the eastern North Carolina. It's 58 degrees. You know, definitely a cold sky. Clouds are portending of winter, which is great. Everything is in cleanup phase here. We're lucky. We were very lucky. Just messy, that's all. Some people are still living in a tent or an RV outside their destroyed home. So, yeah, tough time, real tough. So I'll send it back to you. I know you're getting down to the bottom of the hour. Happy Thanksgiving. Just the XYL and myself here for the week. So that'll be fine. KB1N, over.
Roger, roger. KB1N, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. And we'll look forward to chatting with you next week. And hope you do have a good Thanksgiving, even amongst all the cleanup and everything that's going on there in New Bern, North Carolina. Let's see what we can do now by turning our antennas to the northwest. We're going to do three things. We're going to find out what has been going on this day in Coast Guard history. We're also going to find out if we have any Alaskans on the air today, and maybe an Hawaiian or two. You never know. We'll do that by calling in Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta AL7DD. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. How copy?
Good copy on you today, and got a busy frequency today too. So hopefully we'll get some responses from up north. But what about this day in Coast Guard history?
Okay, well, there's several things, and you might find this one interesting. In 1791, Secretary of Treasury of the Treasury Hamilton fixed the value of rations at a generous 12 cents per day for each man in the Revenue Marine Service. So, thinking about your Thanksgiving dinner there on the ship. Also, in 1982, President Reagan visited the Coast Guard cutter Dauntless and awarded the cutter and the crew the Coast Guard Unit Commendation Medal. And also on this day, in 1983, Lieutenant Edith Monroe, USCGR, a World War II SPAR veteran and mother of the Coast Guard hero Douglas Monroe, Medal of Honor winner, passed away at the age of 88. So that's what's happened in Coast Guard history today.
Roger, roger. A lot going on, and I like the 12 cents rations. I think I just had that. I took a sip of water in my glass here, and I believe the ice cube cost more than that today. Over.
Well, I thought you might enjoy that. Over.
Indeed. Well, let's see if there's any of those rascally Alaskans up there trying to stay warm or something today. Over.
Okay, we'll give her a try. We'll bring the quad to bear, and I did hear Carlton. W86ANH, so we'll pick you on the way back, Carlton, and as the quad comes to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. KL7IWC, AL7 Victor, KL1 Alpha Sierra, KL2 Papa Mike, AL7 Juliet X-ray, KL7AED, any of the Alaskans, call now. For the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, KL2 Papa Mike, KL2 Yankee Echo, KD2 ERV, KN4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey, any of our Alaskans? Okay, well, don't hear anything coming out of Alaska. I did hear KL7IQQ down in Payson, Arizona. So we'll pick him up after we pick up Carlton. So coming around here toward you there, Carlton, W6ANH. Go ahead. Sound like you're shivering in your shoes there, by golly. A little cold, but not going to get above freezing today, and some snow. So Well, anything else for us there, Carlton? Yeah, roger, roger. I know you said you weren't copying Richard, but Ted is not doing well, and they have not found any way to get him back, and so it looks like his son and his wife are going to be alternating back and forth from California to Athens, over. Okay, well, very good. Well, you have a good Thanksgiving there, Carlton, and semper paratus. Okay, Richard, Carlton passed his regards there for a happy Thanksgiving. Now we'll come around and we'll pick up Larry after we get a hold of Gus, but NH7J, NH7J, AL7 Delta Delta. Around there, Gus?
Yeah, good morning, Nick. Aloha from Hawaii, all good here. You're 5 and 9, and Richard is good 5-9. Good solid signals here an hour later in the morning, well after sunrise. Nothing news to report here from Hawaii, just overcast, light winds, and just a very soft rain here. So nothing to complain about on this end. Everything is looking good. AL7DD from NH7J, over.
Okay, well, we had a couple of guys looking for you. I think one of them was your brother. Dick has that information, so I'll pass it over to Richard if you're copying him.
All right, very good. Hey, Gus, NH7J, W5. Charlie Goff, Charlie, good to hear you. A big, strong signal. Got that, all that antenna work, and the new radio really sounds good. Kilo Charlie 1, Juliet Delta Zulu, was on frequency earlier, said to tell you hello. He may still be here. We can pause for a moment and see if he is. Also, Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee, Rick, wanted me to say hello. He was also wandering around the frequency this morning, so... Kilo Charlie 1, Juliet Delta Zulu, are you still here? Over. No copy on him. He was a little rough copy when he called me, but he might be listening on the TuneIn Internet app. I don't know about Rick. WA3MJY? Okay, rough copy on you, Rick, that time. But Gus, I think he says he could copy you out there. Over.
Okay, well, good to hear you, Rick. Actually, I don't hear you, but good to know you're here. And we got to hook up on our schedule here again. I usually copy Rick pretty well. WA3MJY, we're old shipmates. My first duty station at the Electronic Engineering Center. We served together there, and we're good friends. So. It became a lifelong friendship there since day one, my goodness, about 45 years ago. So, okay to Bill there. Laura, hopefully they're hearing us. They just came back from a trip to South Carolina, and got a picture from them. They're buried in snow up there in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Just unbelievable weather headed up towards the northeast. Same old here. Thanks, Dick. I won't hold it up. You got a great net going here. Everyone sounds good. There's 5CGC and Nick there. AL7, I guess we'll go back to Nick. He's kind of alternately running things. AL7DD and the Coast Guard net, NH7J.
Okay, Gus, have a good Thanksgiving out there, and semper paratus, big signal, over.
You bet. Aloha.
Aloha to you. KL7IQQ, go ahead there, Larry.
KL7IQQ is AL7DD and W5CGC.
Okay, Larry, thanks for the regards there, and you have a good Thanksgiving and with the family down there, Thor and the family, and Semper Paratus. Back to you there, Richard. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie Alpha, Lima 7, Delta, Delta.
Roger, Roger. Good day to you, Larry. KL7IQQ. A little bit spotty, but I got 100%. And, of course, the Carlton, he can't hear me unless he's listening on the Internet. And happy Thanksgiving to both you gentlemen. Let's take some check-ins here. Let's look for some Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Foxtrot Whiskey,
Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray.
Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray popped right out of the ether. Hello there, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Richard. How you doing? Doing just fine here. For all those in the group there in the net, this is Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray Rick from Bradenton, Florida. Not technically in the Coast Guard. I was former Navy, but my daughter's currently active duty in the Coast Guard up in Ketchikan. Just got out of the academy a few months ago and is trolling around the Straits of Alaska and places like that on a Sentinel-class cruiser and having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, Rick, I think the last time you were on here, I was actually I had off, and I didn't get the rundown. So I believe she was actually had come home or been down your way or whatever. I guess what are the plans for Thanksgiving? Over.
Well, of course, being a junior member on board the ship, I don't think she's going to get too many holidays off. It looks like she'll be staying there for Thanksgiving. They just came back from an extended cruise. What they normally do, they have two of the Sentinel class cutters up there in Ketchikan, so they try to rotate them in and out. And she's been gone for about a week and a half or so. Went up to the typical ports of Juneau, Sitka, and some other places in between. So I don't think she won't be coming down for Thanksgiving, that's for sure. Christmas, that's a maybe.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, very good. Well, we're always glad to hear how she's doing up there. And I understand from Nick the last time you guys chatted that she likes Alaska.
Oh, yeah, she likes it. That was her first choice. Her first choice was an icebreaker, but she didn't get that, but that was her second choice, was Alaska. And I don't know about what it is about Alaska, but I always tell everybody, we visited up there about a month or so ago. I remember I told you that, maybe it's 2 months ago. And everybody you meet up there, you think, you know, it's Alaska. It's cold, and it rains a lot up to where she is. It's kind of like Seattle, but maybe 20 degrees colder. And you think, well, why would I want to live there? But everybody I've talked to who lives there says they wouldn't live anywhere else. And I think she's becoming of the same mindset, too.
Very, very good. Well, that's fantastic, and it's always good to hear how she's doing up there. Be sure to let her know whenever you correspond with her that the folks here on the net, we've kind of adopted her as our active duty ensign and cadet graduate, and always look forward to hearing what's going on with her and her Coast Guard career and you know, things that are happening in the Coast Guard up in Alaska. Over.
Oh, I will. And as you know, she does have her license, but I don't think she has enough guts to get on the air yet on the radio or ask the skipper for that. He's actually a nice guy, and his father's the skipper's father's an amateur radio operator. He actually was a commander of a submarine in the U.S. Navy for a while there, so he did his duty too. But hopefully sometime she'll have the wherewithal to get on the air and burn some dust off the finals on the radio there and see if that thing actually transmits well on 14.3.
Well, they're supposed to. I know. Actually, there was a maritime rescue here on this frequency just about a week and a half ago out towards the Bahamas, and they used the Coast Guard and the Air Force came on 14300. So we know it's possible. Anyway, Rick, thanks very much. Good to have you on board. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and appreciate the update. Over.
Okay, Richard, just real quick, too, let me give me a little signal report here. Got a new radio here and took your advice and got an AL-80B. So hopefully it seems to be working well and everything looks good. I tried to set the settings up where it's supposed to go, but let me know how it sounds.
Oh, it sounds great. You're solid S9+. Plus. You're off the back of my antenna. I'm sure Nick up in Seattle could give you pretty much the same report, but great audio.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, and I heard Nick, too. In the past, I've never heard him very loud either, but he came through like he was next door, the typical armchair copy. I don't know if he did something in his station, too, but it sounded very nice, too. So, all right, well, Richard 73 is to you and the group, and Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray, standby.
All right, don't touch anything over there because it's just working perfectly. K4LX W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Let's take some more check-ins. Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Foxtrot Whiskey.
Kilo India, Pixel Delta Golf Uniform.
November 7, Quebec Juliet.
Kilowatt 3, Yankee Uniform, November.
All right, I'm writing as fast as I can. Foxtrot Whiskey, KI6DGU, N7 Quebec Juliet, N4NMK. Let me grab another one. Yankee Uniform November station in November, Mike Foxtrot. All right, let me work through this, and we'll get some more. And if we don't, we've got another whole frequency we can use and plenty of time, so don't run off. Foxtrot Whiskey.
Kilowatt Bravo 6 Fox Whiskey. Larry here, Southern California, Newport Beach, where it's finally cooling off, and we're getting some winter weather here, although no rain so far. Supposed to be some next week. So anyway, nice to hear everybody. Good signals this morning all the way around. So everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and nice to be on the net again. KB6FW, Newport Beach.
Roger, Larry. Good to have you on board. Got a quick update from you. How's the fire and smoke situation where you are?
Yeah, no problem here. We're about 30 miles south of Los Angeles, right on the coast, and the closest ones have kind of calmed down a little bit up in Malibu, although it did a lot of damage up there. And of course, that worst one is up north of Sacramento and Northern California. So we're pretty good. Well, understand that that they did cancel the Cal Stanford football game today and put it off to next weekend because of the all the smoke in the Bay Area. So that was kind of an interesting decision. Over.
Yeah, actually watched a little bit of the NFL game, San Francisco 49ers, and I think it was Green Bay the other night, and it was so smoky at that stadium, I'm actually surprised they even played the game. It was what looked like fog. The cameras were having a tough time from above focusing on the game. So I can understand why they would. That's pretty bad air.
Yep, certainly is. Anyway, we don't. There was a brief fire about 2 days ago, about 20 miles east of us, but it was put out very fast and didn't do too much damage. So, anyway, nice to hear everybody. KB6FW.
All right, very good, Larry. Have a good Thanksgiving. KB6FW, a great big signal. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilowatt India 6 Delta Golf Uniform.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and AL7 Delta Delta. Both of you are loud and clear into San Diego. KS6DGU, Randy, Coast Guard Auxiliary, over.
Hello, Randy, Coast Guard Auxiliary, Chief Radio Operator aboard USS Midway, train engineer, motorcycle specialist. What else? What else can? Oh, Snake Charmer. Don't want to forget that one.
Oh, and Cat Whisperer too. Yeah, we haven't had any snakes this year. That was our big excitement last year. So yeah, I like to spread the excitement around. And yeah, today is going to be some motorcycle riding, and who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Over.
Roger that. How's your son doing with the all the snow and cold up in Massachusetts?
Yeah, he's loving it. Sending pictures of the snow. You know, after 3 years in Miami, the change in the weather is something real enjoyable to them, and their children are enjoying it. He loves the job, loves the guys he's working with. So it's all good. Reports from Massachusetts, all good. Over.
Roger. Very good, Randy. Well, it's good to have you on board, and I trust you're not having any issues with the smoke in San Diego.
That's correct. We've been real fortunate this year. Haven't had any. Keeping my fingers crossed, knocking on wood, no fires here yet in San Diego County of any size. Over.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. KI6DGU 73s, have a very nice Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon.
All right. The 73s to you, Richard, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and to Nick, AL7 Delta Delta from KI6DGU.
Hi, Carmen.
November 7, Quebec Juliet.
Yeah, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, this is November 7, Quebec Juliet.
Roger, Roger. Ryan, good to have you on board with us today. Got a little bit of fade, a QSB, all of a sudden on your signal, but got that. Hope all is well. You're getting all set up in Banks, Oregon, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Dick, and yeah, we're doing well here and moving in still, but it's all good, and best of Thanksgiving to yourself and the crew on the net, 10-7-QJ.
All right, sir, sounding good. Enjoy Banks, Oregon. November 7, Quebec Juliet, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the Coast Guard net. November 4, November Mike Kilo.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, this is November 4, November Mike Kilo. Good afternoon, Dick. The band surely went sideways. He went from 20 over to about 3. Other than that, sunny here for a change. Temperature clear, 5-0. Over to my daughters for Thanksgiving. Over.
Roger, QSL. Did you get some of that snow everybody else got over there, Bob?
Negative. We on the southern end of the state here, we just got rain and maybe a little bit of sleet. Over.
Roger, Roger. Very good. Well, enjoy Thanksgiving with your daughter. And Andy is doing just as well as could be expected. He's holding his own. Pretty much the same report, although he did say that they kind of shorted him a little bit on his happy hour yesterday. So they had a substitute bartender in there. So my sister went over and grabbed the bottle and made sure that his hair curled in the, on the back of his neck before he finished it. Over.
Hi, hi, Roger on that.
Good show.
Get shorted in again. Anyway, Dick, sounds like you're busy. The band's pretty bad down here, and I'm going to clear. 7-3 and Semper Paratus. November 4, November Mike Kilo.
All right, Semper Paratus to you, Bob. N4NMK, I heard Craig in there holler at you, too. So 7-3s and happy Thanksgiving to you. Yankee, oh, dear, I can't read my writing. Yankee something ending in whiskey. Yankee Uniform Whiskey? Is there somebody with whiskey in the call? Oh, no, don't do that. kind of, that tickled me. Ending in whiskey. All right, I guess not. How about November Mike Foxtrot?
Yeah, W5CGC is send for an MF. Hey, good morning there, Dick. Just wanted to jump in and say hi and... about made it out here. I was early this morning. I was trying to decide on my Fed VIP benefits there. It's open enrollment season is here, so figured I'd give that a shot this morning. So I finally figured that out and did that before I came out here. So I kind of wanted to get that taken care of. And that's all set now. And what else going on? Yeah, still working around the shack here and stuff, and probably going to work on cleaning some more stuff up after the net here and everything, or after I get off here anyhow and listen to the net. Just work's going as usual, and keeping busy with that, of course. And the weather's been pretty good. Oh, it's been chilly here last night. Kind of what it got down to. It was about 52, something like that. So maybe even a little lower. It was chilly last night, but that's okay. It was nice and warm now out here. So happy about that. And actually like these temperatures better than when it was 90 all summer long. So it should be pretty nice here coming up. So nice day here. And hopefully everything's going well with you and the family. And be safe at additions once in a while, so that's always good to keep in touch that way. Yeah, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody on the net here. So I think that's all I have for about now. And I'll say 7-3, and thanks for running the net there, Dick, and always a pleasure to be able to jump in here and say hi. W5CGC, this is N4NMF.
All right, very good, Barry. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Thank you for that report. November 4, November Mike Foxtrot, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Still got a couple of minutes for more check-ins. Let's see if we have any other Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Hugo Baker 2, November, Bravo Yankee.
Delta 6, Bravo, Sugar.
November 3, Sierra India Papa.
KB2NBY, somebody ending in Bravo Sugar. November 3, Sierra India Papa. KB2NBY, you're a little late today. What's going on? Get snowed in?
No. W5CGC. KB2NBY. No. Excuse me. No, we didn't get snowed in. Where'd that come from? must be that was cynical. Yeah, we got about 2 inches of snow on the ground now. Now, we did have 4 inches on the ground yesterday. But, you know, with the sun and the warmer day, yeah, it melted some off. But that's okay. Looking for a word to ice fishing the day after Thanksgiving. At least that's the way it's looking. Might get some safe ice by the day after Thanksgiving. W5CGC in the Coast Guard Net. Be safe.
All right, sir. Semper Paratus to you. Good luck with the ice fishing. And, Lord, let's don't hear about somebody that fell through the ice up there, so don't take any chances. KB2NBY, 73 Semper Paratus, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Station ending in Bravo Sugar. One more. Bravo Sugar. Station with Bravo Sugar in the call. I suspect not. How about November 3, Sierra India Papa?
Okay, good afternoon, Dick. Just wanted to check in and say Semper Paratus, and that's pretty much it.
Well, very good, Larry. November 3, Sugar India Papa, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Big Semper Paratus to you, sir, and thank you very much for checking in. Hope you got a big Thanksgiving Day planned, over.
Oh, yeah, we got some logistics coming out from Nashville and some people from Washington, D.C., and of course, my wife loves to cook the Thanksgiving dinners.
Roger, roger. Well, enjoy that, and glad you checked in with us today. Big Semper Paratus and a great happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and enjoy. November 3, Sugar India Papa, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family also. W5CGC, November 3, Sierra India Papa.
Roger, roger. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Take another check-in or two, those Coast Guard veterans, active duty Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo Golf 4, Kilo Quebec Whiskey.
Kilo Golf 4, Kilo Quebec Whiskey. Go ahead.
This is KG4KQW in Punta Gorda, Florida. We're at a ham club
Okay, very good. KG4KQW, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, you took a little fade on me there. Did you say you were in the Coast Guard Auxiliary, over?
Roger that. 51 years.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, thank you for your work and service with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and we've got you checked in. Enjoy your party down there in Punta Gorda. I think I may have talked with one of your buddies down there a little earlier, over.
Yeah, QSL, we've got a bunch of other members that are Coast Guard Auxiliary. You talked to me earlier, name is Angelo. I'm going to hand it over to a couple other guys that are turning blue waiting to check in here, over.
Okay, we've only got a couple of minutes, so hand it over.
This KC9 Delta Romeo Yankee, W5 CGC.
Roger, KC9, Give it Delta Romeo Yankee. Is that a roger?
That's a roger.
All right, sir. Well, let's see. You got Bob. Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you for your work with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Over.
Yeah, I just got my 20-year certificate the other day. I've been everything from a division
Roger, roger. Well, congratulations on that, and big Semper Paratus to you and the gang there. Anybody else?
I don't see anybody else. I think that's everybody.
Okie doke. Well, I'm glad to have everybody check in from down there and enjoy the event, and have a very happy Thanksgiving as well. Over.
You also. Thank you very much.
All right, well, that was good. We got three more check-ins there, and we run out the top of the hour. Right now, it's time for us to turn things over to the Maritime Service Network. We're going to go up to 14327, 14327, and continue on with Annette until we get everybody else. So if you haven't checked in yet or you want to check back in and chat about something, that would be the time to do it. 14327, be up there momentarily. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, Mr. Celebrity, and made the newspaper, VA6 FH, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Go ahead.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, good morning to you, and I resemble that remark. I didn't get the whole net this morning. I went out for the first time in a long, long time and had some breakfast over.
Yeah, we got some QSB that's been plaguing us a little bit in your direction today too, up there. But yeah, pretty good turnout today. And I know, let's see, Canadian Thanksgiving is a different date than ours, if I recall right. Over.
Second Tuesday in October. So our birds were eaten a long time ago. And thank you again for that. Email that you forwarded to me regarding the from the Coast Guard. Over.
Roger, roger. You betcha. And thank you for doing all that. And I hope you left some turkey for us.
Well, there's still a few birds that headed south of the border. Over.
Yeah, they're snowbirds, that's for sure. You have a good net, and we'll talk to you again next week. Victor Alpha 6, Fox Hotel, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Thanks very much, Dick. All clear with Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Back with you. Any other stations want to check in before Dick gets up here? AL7DD.
You got some hooligans?
AL7IQQ. Give Larry a call. I don't want us to turn the quad around and come back for Richard. Give KL7IWC a call.
KL7IWC? KL7IWC, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie? I don't hear him.
Okay, Larry. Richard, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, Bruce, I'm here, KE7 Bravo Alpha Bravo, and Larry was saying on the other frequency, KL7 India Whiskey Charlie out of Juneau was in there, so we were just calling for Larry up there in Alaska, but he didn't come back to Larry in Payson.
Okay, K7BAB, KL7, I didn't hear, I called KL7 India Whiskey Charlie. KL7IWC, are you on board? Nothing heard, and then you got KL7IQQ on here as well?
Yep, IQQ, and then K7 Bravo Alpha Bravo.
Well, let's say hello to K7BAB. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful, nice cold day here in Seattle. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go to the side of the first half. Everybody's good here.
Okay, well, good for you there, Bruce and Linda. And sounds like he found your favorite spot there, so. And getting ready for the big ice band contest. So, Richard Anderson copied Bruce. He said he's not copying you, over.
Yeah, I heard that. I got a weak copy on him, but I did hear him. Last week he said McGee wasn't feeling very good. Ask him if McGee's doing better. Over.
Yeah, Bruce, Richard wants to know how McGee's doing. He said last week he was feeling kind of poorly. Yeah. I got a cat like that. All right, Bruce. Richard, he said McGee was back up to the normal way the next day, so it was just a temporary thing. W5CGCAO78.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, we're going to have Mr. Travis from Austin up here Tuesday. We pick him up on Tuesday, so we're going to have double trouble around here for a few days between Travis and the Admiral. Two schnauzers ought to really... you keep me going anyway. You want to try KL7IWC? I did not hear him either. Maybe we just got a bad spot in the band right now.
Well, I can give it a try. I'll bring the quad there on the great state of Alaska again, looking for any of the Alaskan KL7IWC, KL2 Yankee Echo, KL2.
AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm looking for additional check-ins, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net on the frequency, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. I'm pointed more or less to the west. Of course I'm pointed to the west and get Echo Golf. Hold on, Ernie. Let me get around to you there. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf is coming around. And appreciate your help last week. And pass that information along to Sheila, Ted's wife, and pass it along to her in a text message. So she got it. Over.
Oh, very good, Dick. Good morning to you. Okay. AL7DD. By the way, she got more information, but it's basically the same thing that she said before. She checked with her friends back on the West Coast, and it has not changed according to what she received several days ago. Dick, just check me in and out. I'm going to go set a 40-meter dipole, see if I can sneak it in today.
All right. Good luck. Hope it works out. W4 Echo Golf. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie got you down on the payroll. 7-3's Semper Paratus. Oh, before you run off, Ernie, which model of the Flex do you have?
We get a little bit too cold. We're up in the 70s, and that's a little bit too cold for us here. Take care.
Okay, what model Flex do you have?
6700.
6700?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I couldn't remember. I just wondered what it was. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Happy holidays to you and yours also.
Have a good Thanksgiving. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Again, looking for those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
Whiskey 2 Echo United, United.
Holy casmoly. Wait a minute. Let me check my DX listings here. By golly, that's way over there in Wise, Virginia. W2 EUU. My goodness, DX. Rare DX at that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's getting rarer, I'm afraid, that's for sure. Well, I'm not on the boat, Dick. I'm at my home. I just got back from working some assignments this morning for the Census Bureau, and I looked at the clock, and I said, you know, I got time to make the net. Wasn't sure that was going to happen. Just depends on how things go. And as it turned out, here I am. So glad we made it in. Over.
Yeah, well, you're sounding good, and did you get all that nasty weather that came through there? I know they sure got whacked over in around my family's QTH in Louisville. I don't know if they still got the power back on in some places.
Well, I think we just missed it, to tell you the truth. It was a little bit to the west of us and a lot of it to the east of us, and not very far away. In fact, they were closing schools just up the road from us, but we didn't get it. So, but, you know, we missed it by maybe 50 miles. That's about it. And everybody else really got walloped with it. We had a little bit of snow on the rooftops and slight covering here and there, but not enough to cause much concern other than the usual slipping and sliding. Over.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, they had quite the ice storm there in Kentucky. And, boy, they lots and lots and lots of power outages and stuff like that. So it was pretty iffy there for a while, but fortunately Andy didn't lose any. His area was good, and so he was cuddled up and snug as a bug in a rug there, so he was happy. Over.
Well, I'm glad everything was okay at his end there. Yeah, it was something else. I still need to get back down there to the boat. I was going to try to do it today because the weather's not too bad. Temperatures are probably in the 40s, but I still have one more thing to winterize. We've got the engine winterized, and the holding tank is winterized, and so is the freshwater tank. But what was not winterized was the water lines in and out of the head, and so I need to go down there and do that before it really gets cold. Of course, the ambient temperature of the water is up high enough that that's not that big of a problem, but I can't wait too much longer to get down there to do it. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, we had 22 degrees here a couple of days ago. It didn't stay there, but it was the earliest that we've ever gotten that kind of a hard freeze in many, many, many years. So we're hoping that's maybe just a one-off kind of situation, and it's not going to happen. It's been nice the last couple of days, though. Over.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that things are a little bit better. Yeah, we had temperatures down in the low 20s as well. And I got concerned about the boat, but the mechanic told me, he said, no, the ambient temperature of the water is fine right now. He said, but it won't be too much longer. You'll need to do it. Any more information on Ted? How's he doing? Over.
No, not really. Last information, I'm not sure what you have seen, but there is, I've been exchanging messages with Sheila, his wife, via text messaging, and he's still more or less in a coma. He seems to recognize family when they talk with him, and has been mouthing greetings to them, but basically he's like he's asleep all the time. He has a hospital infection. They don't know what it is. Temperature goes up and down, and right now too weak to move. There still has not been any kind of solution to the transportation issue, although we've gotten some very creative ideas, and people have been emailing me and telephoning me and talking on the radio. We've had some creative ideas, but none of them have panned out to this point. Over.
I'm sorry to hear that. I just keep hoping that it's all going to work out one way or another for him, and that he's going to at least his health improve, and then maybe if that happens, then he can get back in a normal way. But you know, trying to depend on somebody to like air ambulance to transport them that distance is going to be a an issue to say the least. But we'll keep praying for them, Hor.
Yeah, Roger that. I think the last information I got was that Sheila is going back to California, and Ted's son Mark is and grandson are going to stay in Athens with him. I guess they're going to alternate back and forth. That's going to get expensive too, but I do believe they finally found a relatively inexpensive apartment that they could stay in instead of an expensive hotel. So that's worked out. So not sure what all we can do there. The GoFundMe page is still up and did collect a nice chunk of money. That at least will help with those kinds of expenses, but nowhere close to what was needed for an air ambulance. Over.
Now, Roger. Well, hope something gets worked out in that regard. You think the government would kind of step in and help in some way possible? You know, maybe military transport that would normally be coming over could fit him on board or something like that. Anyway, because I'm sure those things happen. But if they're not willing to do it, I guess they're not willing to do it. Over.
They've looked into all kinds of things like that, including trying to get him transferred to a military hospital, either in Greece or in Germany, and that hasn't worked out either. So, you know, I don't know what happens if they just show up with an ambulance at the gate of the base. They probably won't let him on. Over.
Yeah, I didn't get the last part of what you said there. It kind of faded out on me. I'm not sure if it's the band or what. Over.
Yeah, I said they have not been able to get him into a military hospital. They thought they might be able to do that, but that didn't pan out either. Over.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I just have to wonder about those things. I think they try to help out if they could, but you know how that red tape is. Just one of those things, I guess. Over.
Yeah, they've tried pretty much all the avenues that you could think of. Their congressmen, senators, they've tried the VA, they've tried to if they've even called Coast Guard headquarters. Basically, everybody said, "Gosh, that's too bad," but they don't ever get back to them with any solutions. So, those are pretty much her exact words. Over.
Yeah, Roger. You think they'd at least try to offer something if it was out there, or if they know of something, but I guess they don't. Really strange, really strange. I'll tell you. I'll tell you one thing, though. You know, being the age that we are, I don't think I'd travel overseas without making sure I was covered before I left. I know when we went to Canada, I was not, but we were, you know, right up against the U.S. border, so I wasn't too terribly concerned at that point. But I think if I were going, you know, far afield, I'd certainly make some arrangements for coverage. Over.
Yeah, indeed. Well, at least going up to Canada, you can, you know, get stretched out in the back of a car and driven across the border. It's a little more complicated than this, but yeah. Well, all we can do at this point is keep our fingers crossed and keep our thoughts and prayers going that way. I did try to text Sheila before the net started today, and she didn't respond. So I don't know if she's traveling or what's going on, but that might be the case. So anything that comes up will be posted on our website and on our Facebook page. Dave Riffle is also doing the same thing on the Coast Guard Radioman page. So that's the story there, Mr. Bob. Well, you have a good Thanksgiving. I hope you got all the turkey and the stuffings and everything all set to go. We're going to do the same here with my kiddos over here at his place. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, we're staying here. Our daughter and her family down here. We're going to just stay together. The other two are not coming in, or we're not going out. So we're not traveling to Roanoke, or we're not traveling to Atlanta this go around. Anyway, just one other question I have. Have you heard anything from Lindsay up there in Alaska? Over.
Actually, did today. I didn't hear from her directly, but her dad checked in earlier. She's loving Alaska. She's been doing a lot of underway time. They apparently there are two of those cutters, same class of cutter, at that base in Ketchikan, and they alternate in and out. And she won't be home for Thanksgiving, but they're kind of keeping their fingers crossed, maybe for Christmas, but she is a junior officer, and you know who gets who ends up with getting all the bad duty when that happens. Over.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, I'm glad she's enjoying it up there and getting along well with her assignment. Hope she's loving sea duty, that's for sure. Well, we'll say 7-3s for now, Dick. We'll let you continue on with the late edition of the net. And knock on wood, maybe we'll be around next Saturday if we're not out working the cases or whatever it is we'll be doing. So you have a good one. We'll stay in touch, and I'll be looking forward to any additional postings you have on Ted. 7-3s for now. W5CGC, W2EUU is going to be clear. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, W2EUU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Huh, don't know what happened there. I got word that the Internet link just dropped, so let's restart it. Stand by, everybody. All right, everybody will have to check back in. I think maybe what happened is we might have had an internet burp or something that lost the TuneIn app, but it is back up and running now. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins. Those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5 Coast Guard Club, looking for additional check-ins, looking for those Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard reservists, Coast Guard auxiliary, and U.S. Public Health Service doctors who served in the U.S. Coast Guard. Hey, I hear K3BTP. Sounds to me like the conditions are such that I got to get this antenna turned out to the west. As it's coming around, I'll be going through the northwest. AL7DD, did you happen to hear K3BTP call?
No, I didn't.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
Do you hear K3 Bravo Tango? Papa.
Roger, K3BTP was on there. He said he couldn't hear you either, Nick, so he'll look for you on the keys. All right, let's see here. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie pointed to the West Coast, looking for additional check-ins, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. I guess we've pretty much scraped the bottom of the gravy barrel there, Mr. Nick. You want to try it from up there one more time? AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Roger, Richard. I'll be right here in a second. Bob had a nice signal out here this morning, and Lindsay's dad, Rick, he was coming in here, S9, so that new amplifier he had was making the trip clear up here to Northwest, over.
Yeah, Roger. Nice, big, strong-sounding signal for sure. Absolutely great. Well, maybe one of these days Lindsay will get up enough nerve to ask the skipper if she can borrow the radio for a minute.
Yeah, Roger. Well, if the skipper's dad was is a ham and he served in the Navy, well, by golly, she ought to work on the captain to get his ham license, over.
Ain't that the truth?
Things with one. So anyway, this is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta for net control. Do we have any other stations that have served their country in U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors that serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary? Stations that have served in the Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors that serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Whiskey Foxtrot 3 Hotel, is that it?
Okay, very good. The Whiskey Foxtrot. Whiskey Foxtrot 3 Hotel, the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and the watch standard there. Pretty good signal. It's up and down this morning, and you got a slow thing. So, anyway, you want to tell me what flotilla you're with? Oh man, he dropped right down into the mud. Well, hopefully you have a good Thanksgiving there, and you can come back next week and say hello once again. Whiskey Foxtrot 3 Hotel, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Okay, you came up that time, so very fine. You have a good Thanksgiving with your family down there in Semper Paraca. Okay, any other stations that served in the Coast Guard? Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors that serve with the Coast Guard, or Coast Guard Auxiliary?
KI-6-DGU.
Quebec Uniform.
KI-6-DGU, good evening there, good evening. Good morning there, Randy. How's things going down there in San Diego?
Good morning, Nick. Things are just fine. We're at 72 degrees. Connie's busy working in her craft room, being creative. She sends her regards to you. And like I was saying earlier, Dave is enjoying his new billet there in Massachusetts. His wife got a job as a nurse. All's good. How are things with you? Over.
Wow, by golly, that's nice. Dave's got good duty over there, and his wife is employed, so that's a good thing. And good to hear that Dave's doing so well. I was listening to you a little earlier, of course, and good to hear that Dave's doing so well. Anyway, things going here okay, not too bad. We'll be visiting some friends for Thanksgiving and enjoying some turkey, I think. And other than that, the weather's been pretty decent up here, as much as what everybody says. We haven't had much rain. In fact, we're really short on rain up here, but they say we might get some on Tuesday and then into the Thanksgiving holiday. So, anyway, back over to you, Randy. KI-6-DGU, AL-7DD.
AL-7-Delta-Delta. All right, glad everything's good with you. Just wanted to say directly hello from San Diego, where it's ultra dry, just like most of the state. So, like I was saying to Richard, we're just keeping our fingers crossed and knocking on wood that even with all this dry weather, there aren't any bad fires here in San Diego like the rest of the state. Yeah, a little motorcycle ride today, and we're always good. We're always up for that. So, anyway, always nice to talk to you, Nick, there in Washington. And so, 73 AL-7 Delta Delta from KS-6DGU, Coast Guard Auxiliary, San Diego.
Okay, Randy. Big signal over there. Good to hear about Connie. Glad that she's doing well, and again, also for Dave. So, give our regards to Dave next time you talk to him. And I know you already probably gave him to Connie in the back room there, the rec room. So, you have a good week coming up, and we'll look for you again here on the net. KI-6-DGU for anything else, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
All right. Yeah, just one other thing. Dick was going through a list of the stuff I'm doing. With the music I'm playing, our band's just been invited to go back to the Midway on December 7th, so we'll be there to play some patriotic marches when they're throwing the wreath into San Diego Harbor, commemorating the Pearl Harbor attack on Friday, December 7th. So some of the things I do here, music is the most recent one I'm really enjoying. Anyway, good to talk to you, Nick, AL-7 Delta Delta, and to Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie 73 from KS-6DGU.
Okay, Randy, very good, and thanks for coming back up here again and saying hello. KI-6DGU, send down AL-7DD. Okay, Richard, back over to you, W5CGC from AL-7 Delta Delta.
All right, Randy, tell you what, I forgot about the musician part of that. KI-6-DGU, AL-7-DD, W5-Charlie-Golf-Charlie. All right, one final call, one more chance to grab a turkey leg here. This is W5-Charlie-Golf-Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Okay, try that again.
Kilo 54, Quebec Uniform.
Is it Kilo Foxtrot 4, Quebec Uniform? I think there was one other one in there as well. Is that a roger?
Yeah, Kilo 54,
Okay, it's Hotel Lima Mike standby. Kilo Mike 4. Quebec Uniform, come on up there. Got you in Georgia. My name is Dick, and this is the Coast Guard Net. Do you have any prior Coast Guard service or Coast Guard Auxiliary? Over.
That I had been accepted to the Coast Guard. That was in 1968 flight program. I went ahead and stayed in the Army and flew choppers in Vietnam with the Army. KM4QQU.
All right, sir. KM4QQU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good. Well, it's good to have you on board today. Welcome to the net. We have a weekly net here on 14327. Starts at 1 o'clock on Eastern Time. And at noon Eastern Time, we're on 14300. So feel free to stop by and say hello. And that's pretty interesting. So you started with the Coast Guard and ended with the Army. Did I hear that correct? Because you did take a fade. Over.
I had applied 68 to both the Coast Guard and the Army flight program. As I finished college, I had not heard anything out of the Coast Guard. I was accepted in the Army and went on into basic and AIT infantry prior to going to OCS. And while I was in AIT at Fort Dix, New Jersey, I got my acceptance to the Coast Guard. I did not apply to get out of the Army. I didn't figure that was the thing to do in the middle of AIT. Over.
All right. So you were a Coast Guardsman for about an hour and a half. Is that about it?
That is correct. I did send a letter to my company commander, and he said, well, I probably could do it, but I would have to go to Vietnam first as an infantry officer, as an infantryman, since I had already started the training. And I later went on into OCS and then to flight school. Over.
Well, I'm glad you finally got a chance to fly. Oh, that's something. That's unfortunate that happened, but thank you for your service in the Army, and we appreciate you checking in with us. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, and I hope the weather's good down where you are. Where's Statesboro in Georgia? I'm not sure where that is. Over.
We're 50 miles west of Savannah off the coast. It is a lovely day, very rare. We had yesterday like today. Beautiful blue sky. The temperature is in the 50s. It's just great Saturday afternoon weather. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, you have a nice afternoon and a nice weekend. And also, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thank you for your service. Kilo Mike 4, Quebec Uniform. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73.
And 73 to all of y'all.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, last call once again. We'll call last call until we get them all. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans and those Coast Guard auxiliarists, W5CGC.
W5CGC, here is Whiskey 3, Hotel Lima Mike.
Oh, yeah, W3HLM, very good. I've actually got a good copy on you. Whiskey 3, Hotel Lima Mike, AL7 Delta Delta, do you copy? Over.
Yeah, roger, roger.
Okay, Don, we got you. And K3BTP was even in here, and so was KL7 Sierra Sierra. I think that's a full house, isn't it? HLM, go ahead.
We're going to be going out for Thanksgiving dinner at a friend's house, and we won't be without a Thanksgiving dinner here. So I just got back from town. I had to go get some stuff, and just turned my radio on and heard you guys in here. So I'll turn over to you, Nick, AL7DD, W3HLM.
All right, W3HLM, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, I will clear and let you and Nick have at it. You have a great Thanksgiving up there, and we'll talk with you soon. I don't know if you heard me. All of the brothers were on the band at the same time almost today. I think we ought to name a destroyer escort, or maybe how about a battleship after you four guys. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, your turn, Mr. Nick. It's all yours. 7-3, Semper Paratus.